Friends, Jesus' life was one continuous melody of love. For he gave his love, he gave his life to bring humankind back into harmony with his Father's love. He had nothing more to give, and so he prayed, "It is finished." My sisters and brothers, there were so many rich forms of sacrifice from the time of Abraham to the time of Jesus. During his life, Jesus participated in these acts of worship. But now, during his passion and death, he gives each and every one of these acts of worship his own finishing touch. Let's recall them. Luke, in his gospel, tells us that after the Last Supper, Jesus went where he usually went every night, into the garden to pray. As he prayed, he saw before him all the sins of the world. He saw hatred, he saw greed, he saw lust, he saw malice of every kind. And he also saw people being snatched away from his Father's love by the evil spirit. His sweat became like drops of blood, and falling to the ground in anguish, he cried, "Father, remove this cup of suffering from me. Not my will, but yours be done." This total surrender to his Father's will, this was his Holocaust offering, an offering burned by the fire of the cross and lifted up to his Father. Tell me, is there greater love than this? And all during Jesus' life, he witnessed to nothing but peace and friendship. On the cross, he gave the gift of forgiveness to his enemies and the gift of paradise to the repentant thief. But through his passion and death, Jesus restored friendship between God and his people. Jesus was our peace offering. Tell me, is there greater love than this? And now, friends, look at the body of our crucified Lord. It's broken, battered, bloodstained. This body of Christ looks like a sacrificial loaf of bread being transformed from bread of death to bread of life. This body, which was engulfed in the fire of the cross, this body was Jesus' bread offering. Tell me, is there greater love than this? Paul tells us that Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for each and every one of us. For when he was lifted up upon the cross, he took responsibility for each and every human sin. And He felt the guilt of each and every sin. He felt as though he were the murderer, the adulterer, the liar, the man of violence and hate. Through his death, our sins were expiated by the fire of his love. Tell me, is there greater love than this? And now, my friends, look at our crucified Lord again. Look at his body, disfigured with blood. Jesus shed every drop of blood for us. He poured out the wine of his life into the cup of salvation. For when it comes to loving us, Jesus holds nothing back. I like to say that Jesus, through his death on the cross, lifts high the cup of salvation, toasts his Father, and says, "To you, Father, with all my love." And then he lifts high the cup of salvation again, toasts humankind, saying, new life for you with all my love. This was Jesus's wine pouring ceremony. Tell me, is there greater love than this? Jesus knits all these sacrifices together into one sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice, the sacrifice of his death on the cross. Now drained of all energy, he rests his head against the cross, bows his head, and whispers, "It is finished." Jesus goes silently and willingly to his death. Scripture says, like a lamb led to slaughter, Jesus utters not one word. Oh, my friends, this redemptive moment is wrapped in silence. Let's pause for a moment to reverence this redemptive moment. Friends, when the conductor puts down his baton, the orchestra is silenced. But the music it created can never, never, never be silenced. When Jesus said, "It is finished," the noise of the passion was silenced. But the passionate love of our God can never, never, never be silenced. And so, my friends, the love song goes on. The love song goes on. on.